Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, day 100. And we're talking about the Isurim and the Dinim of the Isur of Rechilus and Kabbalah's Rechilus. And now we're going to talk about the concept of, we were talking about what, sometimes that when a person tells it over in a certain way, that it becomes mutter for a person to hear or to believe or to somehow or another to trust. Now we're going to talk about the concept of Mesiach Lefi Tumay. Mesiach Lefi Tumay means that the person who's telling the story is telling it without intending to be a story about this. It comes out as a detail in a totally different story. It comes out where he's talking Lefi Tumay, he's innocently talking about something else. Mesiach Lefi Tumay literally translates into that he's speaking according to his innocence, or he's speaking innocently. So in other words, he's telling it innocently about a story about something totally different, and this comes out as one of the details in it. And a lot of times that's considered trusted because that wasn't the intention, and you know that wasn't the intention of telling over the story. Din iser kabbalas rechilus hu afilu al mi me siach levitumai. It can the iser of kabbalas rechilus is even on somebody who is speaking levitumai. He's speaking innocently. The Hainu Sheuroya, the person who is being mekabel this rechilus, sees shamasapele kiven bezel or medonim al chaveri. The person who's telling the story is not talking about specifically somehow or another fomenting some kind of argument on his friend. Rak shebe mikri yatzadavar zemipiv. It so happens to have been by coincidence, by the fact that he's talking about a totally different story. This came out of his mouth. Telling as part of the detail of a different story. The Kol Yetzer Pratov, Mevoya Le'el, and all these different pieces of the Pratim, the details of what's considered, Mesiach Levitume, what's not, is brought down in Chelek Aleph, which we talk about Lashon Hara, Bechlal Zayin, Siftes. That's where we talk about the Inyonim of Mesiach Levitume, what's accepted and what's not. The Inyon Lashon Hara, over there we talk about Inyon Lashon Hara, but who had Din Le'inyon Rechilus, and the same is the Din of Rechilus. Now, we're going to say, let's say the person who's listening to the story, and he's heard this person be Mesiach Lefi Tumay. He said it as a detail in a totally different story. But he recognizes parts of this detail that they're true. They're Dvarim Hanikarim, things that he knows that are true. Let's say, for example, the person who's telling over the story says that there was a certain shape rock, and then nearby it or a certain distance from it is a certain tree. No one knows, it's a faraway place, no one else would have known about this. And yet this person who's thinking about whether he needs to be mekabel this Lashon Hara, this Rechilus I mean, is saying, okay, now I have Dvarim Hanikarim. I can recognize that this must be true, otherwise he wouldn't have known this. Vimra all of Dvarim Hanikarim, if there are recognizable details, Shenira al Yodam, that he sees the person who's listening to this potential Rechilus, is listening to this and recognizes she'emes hu ma she'sipru loy olav, that it must be true this that he's saying, that the person said him, that he's telling that someone else said about him she'u also loy, that he did against him a dibur olav, or he's kach v'kach, or he spoke about him this and that im mutar lahamim machmas zeh olav oy loy. Is the person allowed to now trust the story because he recognizes some of the details that make it that this is something that he can recognize that it's true. Ayin le'el b'chelek aleph b'chlal zayin. Again, we spoke about it in chelek aleph, which is about Lashon Hara. Klal zayin sif yud. In sif yud of klal zayin ad sif yud dalet until, it's a longer piece. It's from sif yud to sif yud dalet. Kisham be'arnu be'ezus Hashem kol ha'pratim she'shaychem b'zeh. Over there we speak about the details that need to be covered to make it that something that can be trusted. Ach, k'dei l'hokal al ha'koyre, I'm not going to go, to make it easier for you, I'm not going to go make you chase after to find that spot over there. Echta b'kitzar ayayetzim misham, I'm going to say again a synopsis of it over here, that tzarech l'zeh elu ha'chamisha pratim. They need these five details to be covered, so that I should say this is a Mesiach Lefi Tumay with Dvarim Hanikarim, that I can trust what he's saying and I should believe what he's saying. First of all, Sha'inyan Dvarim Hanikarim Mayrim Olav Shu Emes Lo Yiyeloi B'Melech Shaftoi L'Tzad Aschus. The first part about it is that he has to be able to know that this is not something that you could say, oh, it could be if there's a way to judge it favorably, but I choose not to judge it favorably. No, it has to be something that's no way to judge this story favorably. That's the first step. The ilav hachi, if it's not that he cannot judge this favorably, in other words, he could judge it either that it was a good story, private story, whatever, or a negative story, and he chooses to judge it as a negative story. Mashach b'zeh davar min ha-kamisha u'emes. Why is there even applicable to this? The concept that it's dvarim hanikarim, things that are recognizable on it, that it's true. Afilu imhu emes, even if it is absolutely true, but it's still, if you can judge it either favorably or not favorably, ein lahachlet b'lev, you're not allowed to absolutely determine in your heart, al nidan al mishum zelera, on the person who is saying this, that it was for bad. As we've said this all along in many, many places. So the first step is, it can't be something that has the ability to judge it this way or that, and he's choosing to judge it negatively. It's something that there's no choice on that. The next one is that the detail has to be a detail that makes a difference to the actual story, and it couldn't have been that he injected it just to make it a detail that's Dvarim HaNikar. It has to be something that if he wouldn't have put that in there, the story wouldn't be a story. So sheyedover hanikar mamish, that is something that actually is sheyegil ein asipur. This thing that's a recognizable detail has to be something that's germane to the story. It has to be something that's really important to the story. Otherwise, it would not be a story there. Leidover hanikar katzas, not something that is somewhat a dover hanikar. The next one is sheyiras advarim hanikarim ba'atzmai. He has to know that he's seen, let's say we're talking about that rock and that tree, he has seen that rock and that tree. Not that he heard it from others, that there's a rock and a tree and it looks like this and like that. No. Not that he knows those details, that they're true from others. And the fourth one is that it has to be something to be able to be makabel. He has to be something that it's to protect him from something for the future. There has to be a te'elis. Dafkem yuchaliyos le miyidiyas asipur zeh te'elis al haba. It's something that there is something to be gained for a future. Dilav hachi, because if not, that he doesn't have anything advantage that he's going to need from this for the future. Asala hatus asno l'shmai al asipur. He's not allowed to even listen to it. Because he's being potentially listening to Lashon Hara or listening to Rechilis, as we've said many times. So it has to be something that has a tayelis. That's something that he's going to be protecting himself from some future harm. And even this, all of this, the number five is going to be that it's only that he should suspect for it. He cannot believe it in the absolute truth. And the next thing is he cannot harm the person. Take that back. He's allowed to believe it, but he cannot tell it over to other people. That's the first step. And he cannot fight back, harm the person, do something against this person who supposedly did something to him. Acha kal zeh, even with those other four details that we've already said, ein amol inin zeh d'dvar manikarim, this thing of dvar manikarim doesn't help him, rak l'inyan l'hamin, or l'kabel b'libay, just to believe it, and to be mekabel it, that he, in his heart, that this is true, as adav az al emes, that this is true. Aval loy leilach l'sapar l'zeh l'chem, he cannot go ahead and tell this to others, or v'chol oifen osir l'smach al dvar manikarim mamish l'inyan, that you cannot rely on it that he should do lahafsidoi al yedei zeh b'mamon to somehow harm him financially or to harm him physically, to hit him. Chas v'sholem. V'ayin le'el sham b'sif yudalad. We could look over there in sif yudalad, as we said before, that's where in Lashon Hara we spoke about it. Sheirachnu b'zeh, we spoke about it at great length. Yashar koyach, and have a great day.